Our stories are a lifetime in the making. We give to the world, and the world gives back. What we create changes us. Every performance, a new chapter. Every stage, a new beginning.
Back in January, I gave you an analysis of R&B singer The Weeknd. We went through his whole catalog, the whole history, all his videos, the symbolism behind the XO label, and I gave you some predictions for the Super Bowl, because The Weeknd performed at the 2021 Super Bowl. And what we saw was a mass ritual demonstration, a show, if you will, exposing the hell that is Hollywood. Now, when you watch his whole sequence of videos from the After Hours album, which is what he mostly performed, I asserted to you on that show back in January, it was a ritual. It was an alchemical transformation. We had some illuminate confirmed symbolism going on. And I said, look, coming up next is the biggest show of them all. It's the Super Bowl, the high profile ritual. Been talking about this for many years. Shout out to Freeman Fly, my man Freeman Fly. I just went on his show recently and we talked about The Weeknd's upcoming Super Bowl performance as well. Check him out on the Free Zone. Because the whole idea here, if you want to catch up real quick, maybe you don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about the idea that everything is a ritual to these folks, to these Illuminati, occult symbolism kind of folks. And the Super Bowl is the highest concentration of energy, which should be no surprise. They've been doing this at the Olympics. Your boy Hitler created the Olympic flame to focus the energies of millions watching all over the world. And that's essentially what the Super Bowl does as well. If you look to the writings of occult magician Eliphas Levi, he talks about this. Talks about charging up the magnetic chain. If you look to the teachings of charging up sigils of chaos magic and stuff. It's about focusing energy. You don't have to go that far. You don't have to get too crazy. You could look at the New Age doctrine, law of attraction. Energy flows where attention goes, and where is your attention? It's on the Super Bowl. It's on the big game, the big pointy sports ball game. And that's the prime opportunity to show you a mass ritual. Now, what happened? Because I had predicted that The Weeknd was going to give us some kind of symbolism about the death of The Weeknd. The alchemical process, the rebirth through the phoenix, perhaps. And I get partial credit, okay? And I'm going to go through the whole thing. I'm going to show you all about this. Because he did, in fact, show us the death of The Weeknd. And I'm going to go through it. And you're not going to believe it. He's actually showing us. Because previously, we went back and forth and we said, is The Weeknd Illuminate confirmed or not? We don't know. In some ways, he's Ethiopian Orthodox Christian. In the video for Starboy, he shows us taking the cross and destroying all of the trappings of Hollywood. But then we see a lot of occult symbolism, like in the After Hours video sequence, which I'm not going to rehash all of that. It's a lot to go through. I refer you to my show from January, link in the show notes. But coming up to the Super Bowl, the Superb Owl, he said he was going to have no guests, because usually these performers, they come out with another guest. And he said, no, we're not doing that. Doesn't fit the vision, okay? And now I know why, and I'm going to explain it to you. You got to stick through to the end, though. I'm going to kind of walk you through gently, but at the end, we're going high octane, because that's where the real message came across to me, at least how I see it, right? What do I know? In an interview before the Super Bowl, he explained the head bandages that we had seen for weeks and weeks and months prior. It was in his music videos. It was in a big publicity stunt with him suggesting he had plastic surgery, which he did not. But I told you that. I told you that wasn't real. You can trust me. But in an interview, he said, "The significance of the entire head bandages is reflecting on the absurd culture of Hollywood celebrity and people manipulating themselves for superficial reasons to please and be validated." And that was a pre-Super Bowl interview. And it made me think, oh my. Maybe he's not Illuminati confirmed. Maybe he is trying to expose the Hollywood agenda. And that's what he does. That's what he does in the Super Bowl performance. And if you follow the videos, the After Hours videos, they tell us one story. And the most recent video before the Super Bowl was Save Your Tears, where he simulates suicide of this Hollywood version of himself with the plastic surgery. Hence, where I got the prediction for the next phase, the next show, would be the alchemical progression, because it was showing him the death of the Weeknd, and he would be rebirthed as the Phoenix. And we talked about how on the Save Your Tears video, you saw all of the masks, right? You saw all the older folks at the venue sitting around with their eyes wide shut, masks. And you even saw the appearance of flames at that venue in that music video, suggesting he's in hell performing for these elites. Which, by the way, if you're keeping track, we talked about Justin Bieber's Yummy video in the past, which does the same thing. It's him put on a show for these elites that want to eat babies or whatever it is they do. And so let's get into the performance itself. So the After Hours videos, he starts out, he's in Las Vegas, and he goes through all this crazy stuff, right? And then the most recent video, Save Your Tears, it shows him killing people and then shooting himself in the head, and he's in hell at the venue. Well, now we see he's in Las Vegas, again, from the video series, makes sense, getting out of his car, and we see this spirit sort of thing descending below Las Vegas from the skies, the fallen angel, the demon with the red eyes. And I know it's a demon. You want to know why? Because the video for In Your Eyes, the Weeknd, who had previously, in a previous video to this, was sent underground, and a demonic force draws him to the elevator, which is symbolic for the devil, as per Prince, right? We know that from Prince. And the elevator brings him up above ground, and he's got the red eyes. In the In Your Eyes video, he's chasing down this woman, and his eyes are red. He's got the demonic spirit from the devil elevator, okay? But again, you know, we're at the Super Bowl now, and we see this demonic spirit descending from the skies with the red eyes. The Weeknd's sitting on this black cube, the Saturnian cube, wearing red and black again, colors of Saturn. And it literally shows the spirit descending. Now he's officially dead and in the underworld. And the stage splits in half, and he comes out as an angel of light against these lights, which looks just like Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End, if you've seen that series from about 20 years ago, maybe, which is about a demon, right? An alien that comes to Earth that looks like the devil. But that, and I'll put the images on the Instagram, as I always do, because you've liked and subscribed, from the link in the show notes at Isaac Weishaupt on the Instagram, and you can see what I'm saying. But now we know this show is part of the ritual. This is just the next stage in the journey for the Weeknd to show us the full process. Because now he's underground. His soul, his spirit, his demon-possessed spirit is now underground. Because, again, Hollywood made him suicide himself because he didn't like what was happening with all the crazy plastic surgery and such. So now he's in hell, and you see this demonic choir with the red eyes. You see, and in the background, you got to look at the background. You got these dark clouds over the cityscape. And he's singing Starboy again. We've already covered this in January. I won't rehash everything. It's about the Star Child, the alchemical transformation of man into the Star Child. Which not so ironically, was the video in which he took the cross and smashed up all the records. And at the end of the video, you see him driving away from this house in Hollywood Hills towards the cross. And if you look at the set, you'll see all these words all over it. And the words are very curious. You'll see words like touch, alone, yours, enough. And we'll come back to that. Put a pin in that for now. So he's singing, and the demonic choir, they take their masks off. And now they look more like angels. And they're wearing white. They even show their hands in the prayer form. And they show us how they lift the mask up purposefully. And again, the mask, that's a theme from the After Hours video sequence, representing the suppression of the ego, part of the ritualistic settings. But you see some more words on the set. You see the word alone, feel nothing, your mind, sin. If you look closely at the top, you'll see sin. And the cityscape, it's now exploding. And the Weeknd, he goes behind the set. Now he's in like this sort of casino-like hallway of lights. And this is where you first see multiple iterations of the Weeknd come out. And they're all dressed with the red and white with the bandages all over their face. Dressed exactly like the Weeknd, of course. And this is why you see this. Because they show up throughout the rest of the performance. It symbolizes the fracturing of the mind. This is the MKUltra techniques of multiple personalities. It's when your mind experiences a trauma and it creates an amnesic barrier and it compartmentalizes and fractures the mind into multiple compartments and personalities, split personalities and such. I mean, that's at least the theory, you know. What do I know? But that's the theory. So when you see multiple iterations of the Weeknd, this is the split personalities. Now you know why you see the phrases and the words on the set, like your mind and gone, right? And alone, touch, enough. I think he's talking about some sexual improprieties going on in Hollywood, fracturing the mind through traumatic abuse. And this is what's happening. It's happening to him. So the cityscape, it explodes, and then he comes out. And he's singing, he sings, I feel it coming, with the moon rising. And what was curious is that he took great pains to stay next to this one prop of this one building, which I found was very odd. And the building has, on the rooftop, it's in the eight-pointed star. This is the eight-pointed star of Ishtar. It's the goddess symbol, which we see in Eyes Wide Shut. When I wrote Kubrick's Code, I put that all through the book. All this eight-pointed star symbolism you see in Eyes Wide Shut, which again, reference his videos where they're wearing the Eyes Wide Shut masks. Identical masks, by the way, as you surely already saw on my post from January on Instagram with the images. So he's performing next to this thing with the eight-pointed star on top. And meanwhile, the moon is rising behind him. And the moon, of course, represents the feminine goddess, the feminine energies. And you see this sort of like essence, like rain sort of ascending with the moon. But it's all about the moon and the goddess here. Now, and if you look at the ideas of the occult with Isis, Osiris, Horus, you know, the Isis, the feminine, the goddess energies, it represents the body of initiates. So is he saying he was confronted by the initiates? Is he saying he's one of the initiates? I don't know. We're going to have to wait for the next video, right? So then he changes songs, he's singing Earned It, and the choir's now in all black. They went from white to black. Very curious. And then And this is where things got real interesting. He goes down to the field, the sports ball field where they played the sports ball, and you see this full army of weekends. Like, there's like 100 of these guys now, all in the red and black. They got the bandages on the face. The fractured mind is in full effect. Split personalities all over the place. Things are crazy. But this is where things got real interesting. You have to listen closely, like only a real psychopath like I would. And you'll recognize. They're playing a track. And it's from his first album. And the track is called House of Balloons and the Glass Table Girls. It's actually a two-part song. And you hear it for a second. You really got to look for it. But that song, back from 2011 when he first dropped his first album, it's about how everything is fake. Everything is this fake show. And he was talking about his experience where they would get girls to come over to their crappy little house. And he would like throw these crappy house parties, but he would put balloons out because he was like, you know, the irony of this is like, well, we make it look like it's a celebration, but really it's just a sad little drug party or whatever. But this is the microcosm of the entire ideas of what he's presenting. It's all about perception. It's all about Hollywood. It's all about the magic wand of the holly tree putting a spell on us. But the song from his first album was actually based upon a song called Happy House by Sushi and the Banshees. And that song, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right. Sushi and the Banshees. You know what I'm saying. And if you don't know what I'm saying, you don't care anyway. But that song was about the illusion of a perfect happy house as well. Again, it's like selling the illusion, but in reality, they're living in hell. Like, if you look at the lyrics to the Weeknd song, he's saying, if it hurts to breathe, open a window. Oh, your mind wants to leave, but you can't go. Oh, this is a happy house. We're happy here. In a happy house. Oh, this is fun, fun, fun. And this is the main part of this whole thing. This is the main theory. This is what the whole show was about. And this isn't new. Dave Chappelle told us about this. You remember when he left Hollywood? And then he came back and did a show on Netflix, The Bird Revelation, back in 2017. And he explained what was happening. Without talking too much, without revealing too much, he talked about what was going on, about how he essentially was exposed to some dark underbelly thing. And he was talking about it on Inside the Actor's Studio. He said, and I quote, "I would go to work on the show and I felt awful every day. That's not the way it was. I felt like some kind of prostitute or something. If I feel so bad, why keep on showing up to this place?" And he was talking about how Hollywood could break down these powerful men like Martin Lawrence and Kevin Hart by making them wear dresses and act effeminate. He alludes to something dark going on in Hollywood. And that's what, essentially, I believe The Weeknd is doing as well. He's doing the same thing. He says, look, you guys want to know why I went to South Africa? And he gives an analogy to the book written by Iceberg Slimp called Pimp. And it's the example that he gives is basically a pimp. He gets inside the head of the prostitute working for him and makes her believe that she accidentally killed another man. And he manipulates her into putting a few more tricks in long after her mileage has expired. And what Chappelle is alluding to is that he was the prostitute and he was deceived into taking part of some kind of blood sacrifice or the illusion of a blood sacrifice. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they do at the Bohemian Grove, right? At the cremation of care ceremony. So is it so crazy to think that these people, they get into Hollywood, they get into these upper echelon type things, and they're exposed to something that's way too dark. Now, he's not the only one. The Weeknd's not the only one to see this. Dave Chappelle's not the only one to see this. Lots of rappers talk about this. Talk about how some are forced to have gay sex. And then they film it as blackmail. We've seen it in the documentary called An Open Secret, where they reveal how this goes down. They promise these young boys contracts, and next thing you know, they're at the hot tub and the party with the old dudes. And I got a million examples in my hip-hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. Talk about Michael Jackson. His brother said Michael Jackson used to get traded around in the middle of the night. Limo full of dudes with suits on to show up, take Michael with. Michael will come back traumatized for days. Tupac claimed Quincy Jones was gay and got it in with Dr. Dre. And the list goes on and on. Recently, No Limit Soldiers there, Master P. He had an associate named Rico who went on a podcast and he talked about this exact thing. We talked about it here on this show.
Flatliners in the mid-90s. He came out a few years before you. On Def Jam, and he said he's seen like occult rituals and things like that take place over there. So, you know, it's a lot of weird stuff.
What they saying is true, and like I say, one day if you call me, I could tell you what I literally saw myself, and it was literally some cult, and it was a ritual, and I was invited to the party, but I told them, y'all tripping. I say, I fool with a multimillionaire and he from the street. We don't get down like this. So I immediately left, jumped in my Benz and went home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know about Illuminati, but if there was an Illuminati, that was it. Yeah, I was there at the party and they was ready to induct me into their little crew, and it was some high profile people that I like I say, I can't mention who it is now, but trust me, it was some weird, wild mess going on. And I'm like, bruh, I ain't know you get down like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Women.
Well, you hear that a lot. You know, not to cut you off, you know, MC Shan, he was gonna do the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. It was gonna be called something else, but he said the producer, Benny Medina, I believe, was wanting to do some weird stuff, and he had to, you know, get out of there. A few other people have said some things similar too. It's weird how that goes on in there, you know.
Yeah, man. And trust me, it's another person that's very, very, very high profile that I heard. And this person, it came from a legitimate source. It was a true ritual that they do. And I'm like, whoa, yeah. So a lot of that stuff y'all hear is kind of true. You know what I mean? You know?
Did that creep Master P out? Like, was he like, whoa, what the hell is this shit?
Nah, man, we were so thugged out. But I wish they would, man. No, we didn't get down like that. P was like very, very, you know, like, you know, he's a man, you know what I mean? And he's the alpha, complete alpha. He ain't with no, nah, he's like, I got my own money. I don't need to get down like that. You know, if I can't get it the right way, I sure ain't getting it that way. That's one thing you ain't finna get P into doing. No, sir.
Then there's another guy from No Limit who, well, it's going to be, I'm going to have to tell you to put your earmuffs on if you're sensitive to the crude language. He uses explicit language, but he's talking about what goes on. Like, again, just another example. This is about 4 or 5 minutes here of someone who's been around these folks and says, yeah, this is what goes down. It's pretty disturbing.
I'm telling y'all, they fucking niggas around out here. Y'all, they are fucking niggas around. They giving niggas some shit that ain't even what you think. You fuck around, wake up tomorrow, shit, ass nigga with a footy on, and don't know what the fuck you just done did. I mean, real shit. Your motherfucker meat pistol fucked up and your ass hurting. You don't know what the fuck to say. You don't know who to tell. But this is what the game is going to. That's what it's going to. Then, here it is, it's time for a contract to come out. Nigga want to sign you for 5 years. You like, nah, dog. So you don't want to sign with us. Nah. Not for no nah. Man, pop in the tape. Show this nigga what he did last night. I'm Serge. Dude, this real shit I'm telling y'all though. Pop in the tape. You sitting that motherfucker like, man, what the fuck? Yeah, well, what the fuck? That's what happened. You got fucked. What you gonna do? You gonna sign that contract? You don't want nobody in the hood to see that shit. You don't want this shit to get out, dog. I'm telling y'all, and this is what I'm gonna tell y'all like this. These niggas that you see constantly high, they're not getting high because they like to get high. They're getting high because they know what they done done, and they can't live with that shit for real, so. I'm telling y'all this from me. This is some real shit. This real shit I'm telling y'all. This real shit. So a nigga tell you, man, oh man, I got fucked around with my contract. No, they ain't talking about paperwork. These niggas got fucked around for real, for real. So I'm just telling y'all, shit that y'all might be hearing for y'allself, man, this shit ain't no lie, this shit real talk. I can say this shit because I'm a real nigga. Some of these motherfuckers can't say this shit because they already know about that goddamn tape. They on that tape. So they can't say shit about that shit. But I mean, they pry on niggas' weaknesses because niggas be so fucking happy they about to sign some shit. Now they done told you come to a fucking mansion party. You ain't gonna turn down shit because you gonna feel like this is my family. I'm with these niggas now. You smoking on some shit or you done, man, drunk some shit. Nigga, you done forgot everything. Just like this fucking camera on right now. You don't know what the fuck done went on until they show you that goddamn tape. You gonna sign. You gonna sign. This is a shiesty, devilish game. And if you don't have no knowledge, you gonna set yourself up to be fucked around. So believe me, instead of trying to get to the A&R to get your fucking music together, you better make sure your ass ready. You better go at that nigga but have another blueprint in your head to be already ready what the fuck is next. Because half these niggas you think niggas ain't niggas. These niggas is plastic pimps, rubber gangsters. And half of them like that dick. This some real hardcore shit I'm telling y'all in here. Some real raw shit. If y'all gonna get in this industry, man, make sure you be right. Keep fucking with these motherfuckers, man, right here, man, who got some shit that's gonna knowledge y'all. For real, y'all know other motherfuckers that's real niggas. You need to tell these niggas to come in here. So I'm telling you, this is some real law, I'm telling y'all. Some real shit from a nigga that's dead. This the only reason why No Limit is still an independent fucking label. Because we refuse to, man, get in conjunction with any of these niggas. We cool, nigga. We had real niggas on our label. We cool. Nah, we don't need your distribution. We cool with us. We gonna make it happen anyway, cause we got a whole roster of hustlers. So we gonna make it happen. The streets gonna fuck with us regardless. That's why you don't see BET and all them fucking with us like that. That's this real shit I'm telling y'all. Shit, I need to be charging y'all for this shit.
So in the After Hours video sequence, there's a video called Until I Bleed Out. And in that video, you'll notice that it occurs after he gets his head chopped off in the In Your Eyes video. But it's also before the video where these Hollywood girls find his severed head, attach it to the body of a stripper, and then make sweet, sexy time with it. Sounds crazy, I know, but you really gotta listen to that other show if you haven't listened to it yet. Link in the show notes. But Hollywood, he's saying Hollywood kills you spiritually, as it did in the After Hours videos, but then sort of rebuilds you and keeps you alive enough to, you know, F you. And the Hollywood girls that pick up his severed head, they actually get him to deform his face with plastic surgery, which is what you see in the next video for the Savior Tears video. An overall theme of the videos are showing the same concept over and over. The big party, all the lights and the glitz and the glamour and the celebrities and the cars. The big party, but in reality, it's some horrific scene. He's juxtaposing the two. Just like his first album about having balloons at these trap house death parties. It's the same thing. And that's appropriate because at the end of the Super Bowl performance, he finishes performing Blinded by the Light. And if you look closely, again, I got the screenshots on the Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Like I subscribe. We see the city is on fire. The world is on fire. He is in hell. But meanwhile, he's like, hey, it's the Super Bowl. We got the fireworks. Yay. But he's in hell. Mind fractured a million times over from the horrific acts of sexy time done against his will. You know, enough lights and fireworks, and hey, it's a great time. But the song, I mean, listen to the song. It's Blinded by the Lights. He's blinded by the lights of Hollywood. He talks about how he's going through withdrawals. He's going through the withdrawals from fame, right? He says, Sin City, cold and empty, no one around to judge me. And he's calling for the devil to help. He wants the fame. He's willing to do it. So in the final scene on the Super Bowl, it shows him in hell. Literally accepting it. He's in hell. The fireworks are going off. The big question left unanswered, though, is he okay with it? Maybe he's okay with it. Maybe he's trying to expose it. Maybe both feelings exist. Maybe on one hand, he's trying to expose it because he doesn't like it. But on the other hand, he's kind of like, yeah, but it's pretty good. You know, it's kind of a bummer that this happened, but, well, you know, whatever. I am performing at the Super Bowl, the biggest show on the whole globe. So there you go. That's the whole deal. That's the whole symbolism behind the Super Bowl 2021. Again, check the link in the show notes and listen to the last show I did on the weekend in January. If you're new to the show, you better like and subscribe. That's all I talk about is pop culture, Illuminati symbolism, and entertainment in the movies. The alien agenda. You got to know about the alien agenda, right? Bro, do you even alien, bro? You gotta check out the whole show. And, you know, if you don't like the commercials, there's several ways. Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, go to the VIP section, and then check out the different... I'm on different support networks. Rockfin. Shout out Rockfin. Not censoring me like Vimeo and YouTube and all these other losers. But I'm on the Rockfin. I'm on the Patreon, and then I've got my own little IlluminatiWatcher.com thing. But on IlluminatiWatcher.com, the VIP section, you'll see the sheet trying to explain the whole thing. And you'll see it. And we donate. We donate to Operation Underground Railroad because we're on the good side of the truther community. We're not those fake truthers out there talking about, oh, let's save the kids by, you know, picketing in the streets about nothing and pretending that this one guy is going to really do it. No, he wasn't. He wasn't going to do it. We're going to do it. You and me. We donate to Operation Underground Railroad where they really save kids, you know? Is it a perfect organization? I don't know. I like the idea, though. So yeah, check it all out. And until next time, stay woke.